Hello. You can hear me. So nice to be here. My name is Dana, and I'm here today from the Vancouver Oneness community. How many of you were here when I spoke before? And how many of you are new to me? I'm new to you. Okay, wonderful. So it really is a joy to be here. I'm really here because a member of your community, Joyce, is also a member of our Oneness community, and she's really had in her heart a vision and a passion for bringing us together. So Joyce, I really want to thank you for that. It's such a beautiful opportunity for us to gather our communities together. In this time, when all across the world, I think we're really feeling the truth that people are wanting to connect spiritually, they're wanting to go deeper into themselves, and we're yearning deeply for a global transformation, and knowing in our hearts that this is happening through our individual growth. For me, I really share the passion that Joyce has for us to gather our communities together from different paths that we're finding along our journey towards this growth. For me, it just really brings me in touch with the bigger picture of what we're doing in our lifetime. So the Vancouver Oneness community, what we do is we gather together in community to grow and move to higher levels of consciousness through sharing and receiving grace, source, universal energy that comes through an experience that's called the Oneness Blessing, where we place our hands on one another's heads, and we're a conduit for this grace to come through. And it's non-denominational. People are coming with all different beliefs, all different backgrounds, and it's a way that we're gathering together to have an experience of what is sacred to us. And this gift that's coming through in all of these different forms, and that's coming through the Oneness Blessing, has a very specific intention to help us to awaken to higher levels of consciousness. And it's a very beautiful journey, and it's a joy to come and share a little bit about it with you all. So today, I'm here to talk about sort of experiencing a deeper joy of our diversity through deepening our experience of our oneness, of our connectedness. So the experience of oneness, I think we all have had glimpses of this in our lives. We have lots of different ways of talking about it. It's those moments, it's that experience, it's a state of consciousness when we've declutched from the mind and all of the ideas and the perceptions we have and all the things of the past we're bringing forth and all the projections into the future, and we're really flowing with the experience of life. We're really present. We're in the flow. We are experiencing the people we're communicating with. We're embracing all that's happening as it's happening. And there's a flow and an ease that happens in our lives. Sometimes we have this experience when we're connecting in nature. Sometimes, often with children, will bring us right into this connection. Children are living in this state. And as we grow, we've developed to come to have an understanding of ourselves as being separate individuals. The nature of our mind comes in to start to perceive all of this difference that's between us. And so as we're growing and remembering our oneness, that we are we are all of one source. We're also getting in touch with this experience of separateness. And we're coming to the remembrance that this oneness, this essence of source that we all are, is expressed through our uniqueness. So for myself, I experience it a little like different shades or different tones of the fabric of life. So we have all of our personalities, we have our different perspectives, our cultures, and as we are connecting into our oneness, all of that exists. But it's like, oh, there's a different energy of this oneness. There's a different fabric. There's a different texture of it. And as we're growing in this way, we're really experiencing all of this as we shift. We're experiencing real moments of feeling that connectedness. And we're experiencing, you know, a deeper awareness of the real separateness that we feel as we're coming home. So we can really look at diversity and oneness as being the same thing, two sides of a coin. Or another way we could talk about it is that the diversity is our more surface experience, and our oneness is what is underneath. And so there's many ways we can talk about this, and then it's kind of neat to spend some time and get a little deeper into our actual living experience of this. It's very easy to conceptualize oneness. It's like, oh yes, we want this. I think we really know this deep down, that we're all connected. And we yearn for this. We yearn for to come home to the experience of this, and then you know, and then we have our actual lived experience of life. You know, so for example, we come and we gather and we sing together, and hear these beautiful voices that bring us into this connected feeling of grace. And we speak together and we share our energy together, and we leave feeling this beautiful feeling of connectedness, and we're driving home and there we go, and someone cuts us off in traffic and it's like, oh. Suddenly we're into just judgment, and we're into, you know, anger. Just comes, it happens through us. And yet we have this desire for, you know, love and connectedness and acceptance, and we have an idea of that. And so we start to hold on to that idea. But our actual living experience is that in that moment, right then and there, we're feeling judgment and rage. And it starts to create a conflict within ourselves. So we're holding on to the concept of this connectedness. But really, throughout life, we're experiencing the whole of everything. And we experience this in our relationships and in our work. You know, the concept of connectedness is something that we're taught. It's something of our culture, and so of course we want to uphold that. We want to be very kind and loving and peaceful and spiritual beings. And then we're in our relationships and, well, these conflicts are arising. You know, people are not doing what we want, or they're doing things that are bringing up discomfort in ourselves. They're bringing up fear and anger and things that we don't want to associate with, because we really want to associate with that feeling of connectedness. And so our path to really coming into this wholeness is a beautiful journey of acceptance. and a beautiful journey of the acceptance of all that is and all that is within ourselves. And as we are awakening, what happens is that we can see that we are the whole range of human experience. The whole range of human experience is within us, is within me, is within you. And we are awakening to understand that what is different about you that is upsetting to me is something that I haven't yet fully accepted within myself. And as these deeper layers of healing happen, where we really come to love and cradle the whole range of human experience that's within us, this healing happens within us, and we naturally move into acceptance of the other. So for myself, as I go on this journey, it's so deeply beautiful to come and see these aspects of myself that I have so wanted to push away all my life because they weren't congruent with my ideas of what it meant to be spiritual or what it meant to be loving and giving and generous. And as this healing happens, I can feel deeply inside myself how this transformation is happening in the world. Because as I fully heal within myself and this acceptance happens, the love just naturally occurs. And in my relationships, I can't hold on to that barrier that I would have in those areas of difference, what I would perceive as difference anymore. And so, again, very great to talk about. Okay, wonderful. So we need to love ourselves. We know that. So how does this happen? How does this healing happen? And for me, it's really been through this receiving of the grace, through this universal energy, this love. And it's a joy to share with you how profound receiving the oneness blessing has been for me in my life, and what it's awakening for me is a real understanding and experience of how this universal love just flows through so many forms. So I can sit here and be with you and hear your beautiful voices, and that healing grace is coming through. You know, and that's the balm that that heals and brings the acceptance and the wholeness. So it's something I really don't have to do much about, but to just ask for it and to really receive that which is coming through and allow this transformation to happen. So again, at this time, it's just so beautiful to gather with you and connect and spend some time in these many journeys and many paths that we're going on to really find the truth of what it means to love and the truth of our coming home and our wholeness. Your children are so beautiful. It's so wonderful just to be in their presence. And you have such a beautiful community here. It's really very touching to come and be in your energy of what's in your hearts and what you're gathering about. And to feel so welcomed in the inclusivity of your service. Thank you so much.